Joining me in studio this morning are some of the Montgomery CEO students. They're part of the first CEO class in Montgomery County. The CEO stands for Creating Entrepreneurial Opportunities, right?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. So last time I talked to you, some of you, you were about a month into the program. You're starting to get a handle on things, so I'm sure a lot has happened since then. Autumn, what are some of the changes since then?
Changes, we've gotten a lot farther in our businesses now than we were at the beginning, and so we've spent less time going on tours and seeing speakers than we were initially, and I think it's really sparked a lot of creative things from all of us, and we're all learning a lot more because we get to actually use what all these people have told us.
All right, and I forgot to introduce you guys. Start from Autumn Bolliard from Nokomis. Also joining me is Kylie Carlisle from Hillsborough, Chris Storm from Hillsborough, and pronounce your name again for me, John.
John Darrigo.
John Darrigo from Hillsborough. And the main reason you guys are here is to talk about your class business. But first off, can you kind of tell me a little bit about your own individual businesses that you've come up with?
Okay, my personal business is a volleyball fundamental skills clinic for elementary school girls in Nokomis because we don't offer volleyball until you get into sixth grade. And so I want girls to be able to experience it because I personally played volleyball for all 4 years of high school and I loved it. And so I want little girls to grow up and love it too.
All right, Kylie?
My personal business is called Crazy Cravings. As I still have a lot of developing left to do, I would like to be able to cater to birthday parties and weddings and just big events that people are going to need pretty much sweet treats for.
All right. Chris?
My personal business is Eternicare, which is graveside services. I go and I clean up headstones, I power wash them, and I reach out to the Montgomery County area, and I'm going to base it off of that, and I will reach out to anyone else who wants it out of the Montgomery County area.
All right. Sean, you want to jump in there?
Yeah. I've created a company known as Fitness Distributed. It's a line of fitness-based clothing that is part of a ranked system, much like martial arts, where you have to rise up with belt colors. The same is true for your fitness level, and there are different skills tests that you may have to pass for each level, and your shirt will denote your fitness attributes.
All right. So, as I mentioned before, you guys are here to promote your class business. Can you, whoever wants to jump in here and answer this, tell me kind of what all has culminated and what all kind of has gone into getting this started?
Okay, I'll start. I'm on the financials team, and initially what our first thing was to do was go out and get sponsorships from all the businesses in Montgomery County, which has gone super well. So we want to thank everyone who has sponsored us so far because that's really helped us cover our initial costs. And after we started covering those initial costs, we were able to print tickets and set up marketing strategies and been able to fund all that so we can really start selling tickets.
So what is your pitch, like your business pitch? You go and you're like, hey, give us money.
Well, we made these flyers and that we bring them with us and we explain what the event is and what Montgomery CEO is. And then after we pitch it, they get interested and then we explain to them like what each sponsorship level is and how much the advertisement they would get at the concert. And it's gone over really well, I think.
Okay, so before we get any farther, explain what your class business is.
I guess I'll do that. Our class business is a concert. We are presenting the band known as Brushville. My job isn't really with the operations. That'd be more with Chris. I'm in charge of marketing, so you could say that I have 51% of the responsibility because if no one else goes to the concert, then that all falls on me, and then the financials and operations are for naught.
All right. So, Chris, what's your job in all of this?
My job is with operations. Now, with operations, we are kind of the backbone with this. We kind of set up how the concert will be. It's going to be at the high school, and we have to do somewhat of the utilities and such there, and we're just getting it all set up there.
One of the challenges through CEO is we must present a class business. So for a class business, we went through many options before we settled down. We started off with the main idea is bubble ball, but we also talked about lawnmower jousting and some other things, but we decided to settle on a brushfield concert because we thought it would be more realistic for the county.
I don't know. I like lawnmower jousting. That sounds fun. But you're probably right. I think it's a good decision. So who can tell me about the band that you're having come in?
We will be having Brushville. They are a country band, and they also kind of throw in a mix of rock. So whoever's interested in the two, and, I mean, it's available for everyone. So come on out.
All right. So how did you find out about them?
Brushville plays at local places like the Boondocks in Springfield, and they've also played at smaller fairs, and I've personally seen them once, and I thought it was great. I've had, like, floor tickets to see Luke Bryan, but I just thought Brushville was better just because they're so engaging, and they cover, since they're a cover band, they sing, like, a ton of range of genres. That appeals to me more, and I think that would appeal to the county more because there's such a wide variety of people that live here.
All right, so you kind of mentioned a little bit of reasons to come, but I guess give us some more reasons. Like, why do you think people will enjoy it? Why should they come?
Montgomery County is a very entertainment, malnourished area. There's never been anything like what we're about to put on. The magnitude and the scale to which we're going to achieve this has never been attempted, especially with the people that we have, with the students.
All right. So what are the details? It's February something?
It's February 27th, 7 o'clock at Hillsborough High School.
All right. So what happens from now until then? Like, what sort of prep work do you still have left to do?
Well, for prep work-wise, we still have to get our deposit in. We also have to sell tickets. So all four of us here are still selling tickets out there. And basically on the last couple weeks, operations will be in full throttle of the whole big game.
All right. How can people get tickets?
They can talk to any of the CEO students, or they can go on MontgomeryCEO.com, and they can also...
It's www.brushvilleconcert.com, and we also have a Facebook event page. If you check that out, there's links there and a video so you can see what the band is really all about.
So what's been the most challenging part of doing your own class business?
It can vary, to be honest. Some may have a tough time selling tickets, and some may have a hard time presenting it, but it varies.
So what have you learned from this class business experience?
Sometimes people will tell you no, but it's okay. Just walk into the next business and ask again, because eventually someone will say yes.
More than that, even, a lot of people will shut down your idea and might say that it's impossible or highly unlikely. For example, we all went through a pretty tough experience where we had a Shark Tank, much like the show. We had a lot of local business professionals come in and a lot of people on the CEO board, and it was awful. They picked apart our business, and they saw blood in the water, and the sharks were true to their nature, and they attacked. It was a lot like watching something bad happen to your child, because this really was our brainchild, and it was just all picked apart. And, of course, there were, like, a lot of emotions, but we all maintained true professionalism during it all, and we came out of that a lot more experienced and knowledgeable about our concert and about what ways we could improve upon it. But also, students like Dominic Rupert and I would also attempt to defend a lot of our points during the Shark Tank. So that was a very interesting experience that we had.
So that was for your presenting your class business?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So I know application time for, like, the next group of students is coming up. What is some of your advice to maybe the next class of CEO students?
Just remember to basically get your homework done. It's nothing really too hard. Just fill out the application, which is a one-page paper. It's not bad. And find your resources, and then you're set.
This is an opportunity that not every high school student has, so I think every student from Montgomery County should take this opportunity and run with it.
Don't be intimidated by what the class before you has done, because we're a pilot class and we're all new to this, even our facilitators and even our CEO board. And we've seen some stuff that other CEO class businesses have done throughout other counties. And what they do is nothing short of remarkable. And come the 27th of February, nothing that we do is going to be short of remarkable either. So,
do you want to follow that up?
No.
I think that was a pretty good note to end on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Montgomery CEO students, we've been talking to them this morning. Thank you guys for joining me. Do you want to actually go through your details once more on the concert and where to find tickets?
Well, the concert is going to be February 27th at 7 p.m. at the Hillsborough High School. People can get tickets from any CEO students, or they can go on www.rushvilleconcert.com. They can also go through these businesses. First National Bank will be providing tickets, and the Nokomis and Raymond will also be having tickets there, and so will the Litchfield Bank and Trust, and also Fusion Fitness and Aquatics. There will be tickets there as well.
All right. What was that, Nokomis and Raymond what?
Nokomis and Raymond Bank.
Okay. All right. Chris, Kylie, John, and Autumn, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.